three, two, and one. Last week I was down on the farm at our annual pig roast. Now, I don't want to suggest that all is safe and tranquil and perfect in rural America. I know there's crime in rural America and terrible things happen sometimes. But once again, I found farm country to be a breath of fresh air, a comforting relief. This is the comparison I'm talking about. We have a cold-blooded killer on the loose here in the Washington area. He kills for sport. The schools have canceled all outside activities, no soccer, no Friday night football. Everyone's afraid to gas up their car. Fortunately, this problem isn't everywhere in big city America, but there are other problems. The inner cities still have gang violence, and in some places, carjacking's a popular sport. But down on the farm, at our pig roast, neighbors and friends came to enjoy a beautiful fall evening of fun and fellowship. The bonfire sent flames leaping skyward. The band played toe-tapping music. And of course, the food, pork barbecue. And every delicious dish you can imagine was brought by the guests. The mood was happy and joyous. In our little town of 3,000 people, I noted with relief the lack of traffic. In fact, we don't even have a stop light or stop sign as you drive through Main Street. Houses are locked sometimes, sometimes they're not. Everyone knows about everyone else. Welcome to small town USA. My wife, my daughter, and mother-in-law all rode the combine harvesting corn. What fun! And in the barns, the baby pigs were being born as we watched. We helped the little ones get their first taste of mother's milk. If you live on a farm or a ranch, be grateful. If you don't, come and visit. There's a lot to like about the wholesome values of rural America. Until next week, I am John Block, reporting from Washington, and I can't wait to get back down on the farm.